Have you ever felt like there's this like really powerful energy driving like everything, you know what I mean? Like some kind of invisible force just behind creation itself.
It's a pretty compelling thought, right?
Yeah. And that's what we're diving into today. Shakti, the supreme feminine energy in Hindu philosophy and tantra.
It's more than just a concept. It's a fundamental principle. Like, think of Shakti as that like dynamic energy that just breathes life into a static universe. You know, it's the active counterpoint to Brahman, the unchanging absolute.
So are we saying that without Shakti, the universe would just be kind of there, like no pizzazz, no vibrancy?
Exactly. A universe that's just devoid of action or evolution or even existence as we know it. Shakti is the pulse, the spark, the driving force that makes everything happen.
Wow, okay. And this force that we're talking about manifests in countless forms. I mean, we've got Durga, Kali, Parvati. Each of them is a different face of this divine energy.
Yeah, exactly. Think of it as a diamond that has infinite facets. Each one is reflecting a unique aspect of that same brilliance.
Interesting.
That's Shakti. It's a unified force that is expressed through diverse forms.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
I'm ready to dive into these forms. Let's start with Durga. I always picture her riding a lion and vanquishing demons. It's such a strong image,
It is.
this true embodiment of strength and protection. What's the deeper meaning here?
Our base desires. And Durga, she embodies the courage to confront those inner demons, those negative forces that hold us back.
Oh, I see.
And remember the story of her slaying that buffalo demon Mahishasura?
Oh, yeah. I was just thinking about that. Is that kind of like a metaphor for conquering the obstacles in our lives?
Yeah, precisely.
Okay.
Durga's victory over Mahishasura, that represents the triumph of good over evil. You know, the power to overcome negativity within and without. It's a reminder that we can harness that inner strength to face our own challenges.
I love that. Okay, well, speaking of powerful imagery, let's talk about Kali. Now, she's a bit more, I don't know, intense, right? I mean, we've got the garlands of skulls, the blood-drenched sword. She's not exactly like the gentle, nurturing type.
Kali can be intimidating for sure, but her fierce appearance, it's not meant to be taken literally.
Right.
Think of it as symbolic, the skulls and sword.
Yeah.
Those represent the dissolution of ego and illusion, the things that prevent us from evolving.
So it's not about like physical death, but more like letting go of what's holding us back.
You got it. It's about transformation. It's about shedding those old patterns and embracing radical change. Kali's energy is raw, it's primal, and ultimately it's liberating. It pushes us to confront the impermanence of everything
Wow.
and embrace that constant flow of life and death.
Okay, that's deep.
Yeah.
And then we have Parvati, the gentler, more nurturing aspect of Shakti. What does her presence bring to this cosmic dance?
Parvati, she embodies love, devotion, and fertility. She's often depicted as Shiva's consort, and that highlights the balance between the feminine and masculine cosmic principle.
Okay, so like the yin and yang,
Yeah.
those seemingly opposite forces that create harmony.
A perfect analogy. You can't have creation without both of those energies at play.
Right.
Parvati's presence reminds us that Shakti isn't just about power and destruction, but it's also about love, creation, and nurturing. It's about the interconnectedness of all things.
Okay, I can see that. That makes so much sense. So now I want to dive into the deeper philosophical waters here. How does Shakti play into Hindu philosophy and tantra?
Okay, well, Tantra, and this is often misunderstood,
Right.
Tantra is a spiritual path that sees the material and spiritual world as interconnected. It's about recognizing the divine in everything, including ourselves.
Okay, so where does Shakti fit into all of this?
Well, Tantra views Shakti as the key to awakening what's called Kundalini energy. And that is this powerful force said to lie dormant within each of us, like a coiled serpent at the base of the spine.
Wait, hold on. Are we saying that everyone has this untapped potential within them and Shakti is the key?
That's the idea. And Tantra uses practices like mantras, yantras, and rituals to connect with Shakti's energy and awaken that potential, leading to spiritual liberation.
This is fascinating. It feels like Shakti is more than just a concept. It's a force we can actually tap into.
Exactly. It's about recognizing the power of the feminine, not just in the cosmos, but within ourselves, and learn to harness it for personal and spiritual growth.
Okay, now I'm really intrigued. But before we get ahead of ourselves, I want to hear more about the specifics. You mentioned some really intriguing details about these goddesses and their symbolism.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Let's start with the name Shakti. It literally means power or energy in Sanskrit.
Oh, wow.
Which really emphasizes her role as that driving force of the universe.
It's like her name itself is a declaration of her power.
Hmm.
I also remember reading about the symbolism in their depictions, like Durga riding a lion. What's the significance of that?
Right. So the lion, that represents our primal instincts, our raw power. And Durga, she's riding atop the lion, and that shows mastery over those instincts, the ability to channel that power for good.
So it's not just about being strong, but about using that strength wisely and purposefully.
Exactly. And if we like look a little bit deeper into Durga's iconography, you'll notice that she often has multiple arms.
Right.
Each wielding a different weapon. And this kind of symbolizes her multifaceted nature, you know, her ability to confront challenges from all different angles.
That's fascinating. It's like she's equipped to handle anything that life throws her way.
Precisely.
Yeah.
She embodies resilience, resourcefulness, and just this unwavering determination to overcome obstacles. And then we have Kali, whose imagery, as we discussed, can be quite startling.
Yeah, that outstretched tongue, it's a bit hard to miss. I remember reading that it symbolizes devouring time and illusion.
Yeah.
What does that mean in a practical sense?
It's a powerful metaphor for Kali's transformative power. She represents the force that breaks down old structures, it dissolves those limiting beliefs, and ultimately liberates us from the illusion of a fixed self.
So she's not just about destruction, but about clearing the way for something new to emerge.
Exactly. Think of it like a forest fire. It might seem destructive at first.
Oh, yeah.
But it clears out the dead wood and it creates space for new growth. Kali's energy is very similar. It breaks down what no longer serves us, and that paves the way for transformation and rebirth.
It's amazing how these seemingly simple symbols can hold such profound meaning.
Yeah, it is. That's the beauty of exploring these archetypes.
Right.
They offer like layers of understanding that just reveal deeper truths about ourselves and the universe.
Okay, so we've got Durga, the warrior goddess. We've got Kali, the agent of transformation. Where does Parvati, the gentler aspect of Shakti, fit in all of this?
Parvati reminds us that Shakti isn't just about power and destruction. It's also about love, creation, and nurturing. Her association with fertility, that speaks to the life-giving aspect of the feminine principle.
Right. She balances out the more intense energies of Durga and Kali, reminding us that creation and destruction are two sides of the same coin.
Precisely. Parvati embodies the qualities of compassion, empathy, and unconditional love. She teaches us to embrace our vulnerability and connect with the world from a place of love and acceptance.
This makes me wonder, is there a way to connect with these different aspects of Shakti in our own lives?
Absolutely. It's about recognizing those qualities within ourselves. Do you feel called to embody courage and resilience like Durga? Or perhaps embrace transformation and let go of limiting beliefs like Kali? Maybe you resonate with Parvati's nurturing energy and seek to cultivate more love and compassion in your life.
It's like we all have a bit of Durga, Kali, and Parvati within us.
Exactly. Exploring these archetypes helps us understand that multifaceted nature of our own being and tap into the diverse expressions of Shakti within ourselves.
It feels like we've only just scratched the surface of this vast and complex concept. Is there anything else we should keep in mind as we continue to explore Shakti?
Yeah, there's so much to think about, right? It's interesting because we haven't even really talked about how we can practically apply these concepts to our own lives.
Mm-hmm.
So where do we even begin to connect with this potent energy, this Shakti within ourselves?
Yeah, that's a big question.
Yeah, it really is. I think it's a journey of self-discovery,
right.
And there's no like one-size-fits-all answer.
Mm-hmm.
Some people might find it through like exploring Hindu mythology, like diving deeper into those rich stories and the symbolism surrounding Durga, Kali, and Parvati.
Ah, I can see that. Those myths are so vibrant. They really do seem to hold like a wellspring of wisdom. What other paths are there?
Yeah, some people might connect through practices like meditation or mantra chanting.
Hmm.
You know, these techniques are often associated with tantra, and they can really help to quiet the mind and create space for experiencing that inner energy.
But I imagine for someone who's like totally new to this, that those practices might seem kind of daunting.
Yeah, for sure.
Any suggestions for like dipping your toes in?
I think even simple acts of self-reflection can be really powerful. You know, like ask yourself, which qualities of these goddesses resonate with me?
Yeah.
Where in my life do I need more courage, more acceptance,
right,
more willingness to embrace change?
Okay, that's a great starting point.
It
makes this whole concept feel less abstract and more like relatable to everyday life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's about recognizing that this divine feminine energy isn't something separate from us. It's a part of our very being.
Wow. This has been an incredible deep dive. We explore Shakti as this like fundamental creative force. We met her fierce and nurturing faces, and we even glimpsed how we might tap into that power within. Any final thoughts for our listeners before we wrap up?
Just remember that this is really just the beginning of your exploration.
Right.
Keep an open mind, stay curious, and allow yourself to be transformed by the boundless energy of Shakti.
Beautifully said. Thanks for joining us on this journey into the world of Shakti. Until next time, keep exploring.